This week on The Marquee, we've got moody teen vampires and a president who may or may not have hunted them. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, if the Mayan calendar does indeed mean the end of the world, at least we'll be able to see what is undoubtedly the greatest film ever made, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. The thrilling conclusion pits Bella, Edward, and the rest of the Vampire Cullen clan against the evil Volturi vampires. Jacob and his jean short wearing entourage of werewolves join Bella and Edward in their fight against evil in what has been described as the greatest love story of all time by a strange mix of misguided teenage girls and creepy soccer moms. Kristen, how many times do you think you're going to see this love epic over the weekend?
Oh, once was enough, Nick. Now that I've seen it, I'm afraid I can't unsee it. While also opening in Columbus, Steven Spielberg's Lincoln may not show our 16th president tracking down the undead, but it's a fascinating film nonetheless. Daniel Day-Lewis gives an award-worthy performance as the newly re-elected President Lincoln, who has to do some politicking in order to get the 13th Amendment passed.
The Sessions is based on the autobiographical experiences of Mark O'Brien, who strives to lose his virginity at age 38 with the help of a sex surrogate, a therapist, and his priest. At first glance, this may sound like a 40-year-old virgin knockoff, minus 2 years, but the virgin star being trapped in an iron lung adds an extra obstacle to his dilemma.
Opening at the Drexel, in a late quartet, the members of a famed string quartet are approaching their 25th year together, but they find their professional relationship shaken by illness, affairs, and other drama.
Opening at the Gateway, in the horror film In Their Skin, a distraught couple moves into an upscale vacation home in the woods after the death of their daughter. Their mourning period is short-lived when their next-door neighbors unexpectedly drop by for dinner and a bit of terror.
For my pick this week, I'll choose Lincoln. This captivating biopic kicks the Oscar race into high gear with riveting performances and a skillfully written story.
While I didn't enjoy Lincoln as much as Kristen, I'll still recommend it. It features inspired performances, along with top-notch set design, costuming, and direction.
Or if you're not brave enough to face the crowds of Twihards at theaters this week, you can always pick up one of the latest Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Brave. Pixar's latest adventure tells the story of a headstrong Scottish princess who wants to break from her mother's traditions and control her own destiny. Though the story may seem a little more Disney than Pixar, this gorgeous fairy tale is smart and thoughtful and fun for the whole family.
Savages is the latest disappointment from Oliver Stone. Marijuana distributors Chon, played by Taylor Kitsch, and Ben, played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson, go to extreme measures to rescue their shared girlfriend, Blake Lively, from a ruthless Mexican drug cartel led by Salma Hayek and her lieutenant, Benicio del Toro.
Well, if you can't get enough of Pixar, you'll want to pick up the Pixar Short Films Collection, Volume 2, which includes a dozen of the studio's latest short films.
Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and Richard Ayoade star in The Watch. In a small Ohio town, aliens are making their preparations to take over the Earth, and the only thing standing in their way is the local neighborhood watch.
The documentary The Queen of Versailles follows a wealthy couple in their quest to build a luxurious mansion inspired by the famed French palace. But when the economy takes a dive, the problems arise.
If you don't fancy a trip to the theater this week, be sure to check out some of this week's Blu-ray catalog releases, including David Lean's Lawrence of Arabia. And for those of you that are truly adventurous, you can check out the Keanu Reeves classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Pixar's Brave is yet another stunning animated adventure.
My turkey of the week easily goes to Savages. It's never easy to watch a director fall from grace, but Oliver Stone continues to do so in spectacular fashion.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a handful of new movies to be thankful for. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
there may be honor among thieves, but there's none in politicians.